Welcome, and you are listening to your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is June 23rd, 2020, and this is show number 61. Well, Nick, we had a wild overnight session, didn't we?
Yes, we did. The futures were all over the map. It looks like last night Peter Navarro said that we're pulling out of the China trade deal. Not in so many words, but the markets took it literally. And around 9 o'clock last night, we saw the futures really fall down. They went traded as low as 30.60. And now here we are this morning. Futures are trading up around 31.32. So quite a roller coaster ride. But it looks like Peter Navarro and the Trump administration walked back those comments pretty quickly. And the markets rebounded pretty fast as well.
So what's going to be here? Do you think he got into trouble for saying the truth or what?
I'm not so sure. Right now, I have to say, I don't think he wants to rattle the markets in the middle of some kind of recovery. So, you know, right now, I think that's more so what it is. But what we've seen in the past is every time the market made a new high, President Trump was pretty bold to step in and put new actions against China or say new things. So we'll see how that plays out. But right now, I honestly don't think the administration wants to rattle these markets very much.
So it's caution is the byword, huh?
I think so. Caution actually is the byword. And it's even the byword for the market right now. You know, we're coming off of that quadruple witching options expiration week. The markets are basically going sideways for the last, you can make a case for the last 2 weeks. And maybe they need more of it. And it looks like they do. And if we get more of it, that sets us up for more upside down the road here.
So a lot of people are saying this is it. Now we're going to go back and retrace the March lows.
Yeah, I don't see it right now. So actually, the more consolidation we do, the better off the markets are. I'm not going to say that something can't come out of left field like it did on June 11th, where the markets, where the Dow crashed almost 2,000 points in a single session. But right now, we're holding trend. And as long as you hold trend, you can always go higher.
Yeah, so holding trend, just define that for us.
Yeah, holding trend is basically when you're trading above all of your major moving averages, your 20 and 50 day moving average, and you're moving from the lower left to the upper right on the chart. So that's your trend, and that's been pretty choppy throughout this entire move off the March lows, but the trend is up and you want to stick with it until it tells you otherwise.
Yeah, and just as a reminder, you were saying pretty much that that we're not going to probably see new highs in the other market indices. Obviously, we've seen it in the NASDAQ, but we're not going to be seeing a major market high probably for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't foresee it. I think the best case scenario, we could get up to a double top. But just think about it. If you were a trader or an investor, and you were involved in the market on February 19th when it topped out, what would you be doing if you got back to break even? You'd be a seller.
Yeah, you'd be a seller, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, they've been in pain for so long, they're finally going to get out of pain. And that's why we see the backing and filling going on right now, because we're brushing up against the big sell-off bar from February 25th. And all those people were in pain. And that was a high volume day with 218.9 million shares in the spiders. And that's where we peaked recently. And we've been doing some backing and filling ever since. But what you do is you consolidate to build a little force to get through that resistance point. And that's what the market looks to be doing at the moment.
Right. So you're still bullish on 2021?
Well, 2021 is going to be another roller coaster. There's going to be bullish phases and there'll be bearish phases. But the reality of it is, once we get past the election, that will tell us a lot. You have a real wild card here now with all the geopolitical events that are taking place around the country, with the government shutdown. I mean, you know, millions of people out of work. It's not going to be just a Trump victory where he slides into, hits a grand slam and slides into home plate as a champion here. This is going to be, you know, you get a lot of uprising here. It's going to be a real tug of war. So the election will have a lot to do with it.
Yeah. So market tug of war, huh? So what about gold and silver? They're up again today.
Gold and silver again are strong. Silver had gold had another very good day yesterday. Today it's up another 18 points, trading at 1785. I mean, it just seems like there's no stopping it. I've been waiting to get into gold, but you know, I hope it doesn't break out here. I want to see it consolidate, but it's still very, very strong right now.
Yeah, and we also hit the magic 1750 mark as far as the spot price goes. Magic to me. And at some point, silver is going to assert itself and become the leader, right?
Well, whether or not it becomes a leader, even if it just plays catch up, it has a lot of room to run, right? So even if you look at silver futures today, they're trading around 1805 an ounce. You know, they'll probably need to consolidate up here a little bit, but when they break out, I mean, the next big resistance points are, you know, 23, then 25, and then you people don't realize, but silver traded up to $50 back in 2011, April 2011. So I mean, you know, once that gets going, you know, that's going to take off as well.
Yeah, and we'll see outsized returns there. And I assume you'll tell us when is the time for re-entry into SLV, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting on SLV to re-enter it. I love what it's doing right now. I just don't want to see it break out to new highs. I'd like to just see it consolidate longer. The longer you can build a base, the higher you can advance going forward. So that's the good thing about it. And the chart looks very, very strong right now.
Yeah, so the longer you have a base, the higher the potential gain.
That's correct.
All right. So we had a Pfizer call that we're still in.
I'm still in a Pfizer call. And again, it's traded down a little bit of market weakness in that whole pharmaceutical area. Today, the stock is down a penny. But I like the chart. The chart is not based off the daily chart. The chart is based off the weekly chart. And that's a pretty good chart for Pfizer right now.
Yeah. So steady as she goes, eh?
Steady as she goes. And again, you know, that's why I always give myself time on the clock whenever I take an option. You know, I'm not worrying about what it's doing today or tomorrow. Ultimately, it just has to get to where I want it to be by the expiration.
Hey, and this kind of reminds me of your call on BP. It kind of did the same thing. It went down, it was fluctuating, then it was flat, and then all of a sudden it broke out.
Yeah, and that's what chart patterns do. You know, they don't, you know, sometimes they don't want to go by Nick Santiago's clock. They want to go by their own clock. And you just have to know that pattern is good. And as long as the pattern is good, it'll work out. And, you know, BP is now a stock that's, again, on my radar. If it gets a little bit lower, I'll be jumping on that one again because the primary pattern has not broken down.
Aha. Uh-huh. So BP, a little consolidation there, a little pullback.
Yeah. Yeah, a little consolidation. In fact, I think it could even pull back a little bit more, but it would be an opportunity. And I've now actually looked at a few other areas or sectors inside of the energy space. So you have the integrateds, you have the refinery names, you also have the services names out there like Halliburton and Schlumberger. So I'm watching that whole group. And again, a lot of those stocks have come in quite a bit, but they're now starting to get into attractive levels again.
Hey, and we should look, of course, at the energy sector and particularly crude oil, which went up. It looked like the advance was over and yet it broke 40, right?
Yeah, crude oil today is at $41 a barrel. So, I mean, it's definitely had a great run. And honestly, the chart on crude still is strong.
Still strong, huh? And the pundits, the naysayers have all been saying that crude has had its run and now it's going to pull back probably to the low 30s.
Yeah, I don't see it. But, you know, we'll let everybody say what they think. The chart is ultimately the final arbiter.
Yeah. And I've noticed the price of gas has gone up at the pump.
Yep, price of gas has gone up at the pump. It's now over $2. And again, you know, this is just a product of the charts. You see, the chart pattern was strong. We talked about crude going back to 35. It got to 35. I said it'd go to the low 40s. We're now here at the low 40s. The new estimate is 45.
New, really, 45, and no one's expecting this, right?
Nobody's expecting it, no.
Yeah, so, but the charts don't lie, and I guess time will tell what the trade should be it's still a little too early to get into it?
Yeah, I mean, the best way to trade crude, in my opinion, the best bang for the buck is constantly get into the oil stocks when they give you a good signal. Whether it was BP or any of the others, it doesn't really matter. Even the oil refinery names have had really good runs. So now I just wait for them. That's really the way I play oil. As long as I know the crude, the primary commodity is going higher, I like to play it via the stocks because you're going to get better movement there. And, you know, you can make, you know, BP trade, I made 25%. That's a pretty good percentage gain. So, and it wasn't all that long of a hold. So again, you know, we'll look to do that same thing and rinse and repeat it.
All right. Well, I like that. And we will keep an eye on it. Anyways, go take a look at Nick's site, InTheMoneyStocks.com. Take a look at his extensive, impressive trading record, as well as all the other complimentary materials that are there. And we will pick up where we left off. Don't forget the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and of course at Kerry Lutz. And we want your questions. We got a couple questions, Nick, but we'll save them for tomorrow. And so just send us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick will pick up where we left off tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you. Have a great day.